This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by HelloFresh, and you've heard us talk about them before, and it's the holiday season, and HelloFresh is partnering with us here at WDW Today. What you need to do is go to HelloFresh.com, use your promo code WDW30, that's WDW30, and you'll receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com, and again, use that offer code WDW30. I'm going to talk to you about it a little bit more, a little bit later. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, and it is November 29th, and this is a pretty historic episode, guys. You know what number it is?
1591.
1591.
Why is that historic?
This sounds good.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Like, important things
happen.
Did you
think it was 1590?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just thought, like, I actually didn't know what number it was.
Yeah.
But 1591 sounds like, oh, you guys remember that happened in 1591.
That's yeah, when, people are going to be like, oh, remember that time when it was the only other commentators besides Logan were Will and the Grease?
Yeah, it's like, remember the French Revolution? Mm-hmm. That's what. When was the French Revolution? Not the 1500s.
14. That's $91 more than what I screamed on that cruise when I was up 1500.
I'm up 1591.
I've never said that.
1591. All right. Well, hey,
and some change.
I'm Logan.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm the Grease.
We're here hanging out talking about Disney World and such on this fine Wednesday. And we don't have a huge topic set for us, so we're just going to discuss this. You were telling me, Grease. By the way, Terry's in Hawaii, so, you know. Great. He's actually watching right now on our Facebook group. So, Terry, it's a
French Revolution, not 1400.
1200s?
1780s.
We're way off.
Oops.
I mean, they made Les Mis around that time, right?
This is revisionist history.
So, when they got back after helping us get our independence.
Because the French Revolution is in Hamilton.
Right. They were like, y'all should have seen all this.
After.
We did kind of inspire their revolution.
Yeah.
If you guys have any questions that are watching live, let us know. Alex just said, what do you guys think the future use of drones will be on the parks? They did that Christmas thing last year, but they haven't rolled that out, have they? I don't know. I haven't seen any promotion about it this year. So.
Oh, where they have different lights on them.
It looked like
the
poop emoji that was flying.
Yeah.
It looked really cool, but I didn't see it. But Grease, you were just talking about this. You said that your wife wanted to go soon. I mean, so my wife said the same thing.
She's innocent. She's a sweetheart. We were talking about potentially going wrapping around the time of the cruise.
Okay. So, all right. Not terrible.
Yeah. But, March. I had some extra days to take here at the tail end of the year. And so Lauren's sitting there like, you know what? Why don't we go to Disney between Christmas and New Year's?
No one will be there.
Yeah. Sounds like a great idea, doesn't it, sweetie? And I'm like, no.
Sounds like the worst idea.
It is. Literally, I've never been, but I've heard nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nightmares. Now, I know Terry talked about it last week or 2 weeks ago.
Of course he did.
And he actually talked about there's like some special, like you can pay the twilight hours or whatever. It wasn't twilight hours. It was something else.
I don't know.
But it's for the Christmas season. It's around then. Sprinkled
around.
Sure,
if you're willing to pay, you're going to have an okay time. But the last time I've done that, it just hasn't really worked out for itself. I'm going to pull up what a crowd calendar says just so we know. I've been there for New Year's Eve, and it is a crazy bananas bonkers. If you were go into it willing to know, like knowing like this is going to be bad, like let's not try to hit everything, let's try not to do everything, you'll be okay. But if you go in, so let's see, starting on Christmas, it's a 9 out of 10. And this is also Christmas season, 9 out of 10, so it's different. So, and every day until January 1st is a 10 out of 10. And a Christmas 10 is not a regular 10. If for those that are touring plans, watching, that means pretty much we can't. I mean, the number system doesn't go. We don't have an 11.
It doesn't.
We don't have a 12. Greens
will try to take it there, though.
Yeah. We'll get there.
This past week, obviously, was Thanksgiving. Like, right now, great time to go. No one's there. No one's there for the next, like, 3 weeks. And then it just gets... Not know it. It's still Disney World never gets quiet anymore, but it's definitely a lot quieter. between now and the end of the year. You can get great cruise deals too. It's something that we've done before. But I saw someone posted, and it may have just been a, I think it was a screen grab. I saw that living with the land, the boat ride through the land pavilion to look at all the plants and all of the things like that was an 80-minute wait.
What?
On Thanksgiving. So
worth what? It. It's better than Soarin'.
So you're waiting an
no,
hour
it's
and 20
not.
Minutes.
It smells so bad.
It's so much better than Soarin'.
It smells
I think
awful.
I love living with the land.
I do
but
too.
But if it's more than a 10-minute wait, I am at the point where I pass it. Not because not now if I've never been before, sure. Maybe 30 minutes. But 80 minutes, that's Harry Potter level of numbers there, folks. You're talking about Avatarian levels of waits.
One's real, though. The plants.
Hey, I prefer that ride to a lot of things. But the line,
plant-based
but let's
diet.
Just say in general, that's usually a walk-on or pretty close to a walk-on. And it man, I can't even imagine. Like, I just have no interest in dealing with that. But for those of you that do go during Christmas time, good on you. God bless. I may try to go between now and when it gets crazy. And if you can take it, that's a great time to go. But I know a lot of you guys have to go during the Christmas season, and that's just what it is. But I'd say make a lot of dining reservations, chill out at resorts, hang out, and really strategically plan your park days and manage your expectations wildly, because it is not going to be the Disney World you see in the ad where you're skipping down. I mean, it's never that where you're skipping down Main Street by yourself, but it will be shoulder to shoulder. You can't move. And one of the things that's actually they've kind of soft announced, and really our friends over at WDW News today broke it this morning, was that the Hall of Presidents featuring our president, Donald Trump, will open up potentially around Christmas time. Which
you
is,
said that's a good move.
I think it is a good move because there's so many people. One, it eats people, so it takes hundreds of people. But then, obviously there's been some controversy. Some people not thrilled with it, but whatever your political leanings are, I'm not really going to talk about that here. But it kind of stops the ability of people to be like making a scene, because the people that are there for their Christmas vacation. You can barely move shoulder to shoulder. You're not going to have any demonstration. You're not going to have any chaos, really. I think it's a good move. It's a good idea to kind of get it out of the way. So Disney, that's a smart idea. If it's going to happen, it's a great time, I think, for it to happen.
I will say this. I just looked. You cannot book a Disney resort.
No.
For $12.26 to $1.1 for a family of four.
Like completely sold out.
Completely sold out. Unavailable. All of them.
Yeah, every hotel room.
Every hotel room.
Yep.
There's not a single one available. Now, you could probably stay in the surrounding area, but why on earth are you wanting to?
Right. And I've done it before on New Year's. I said that before. We've spent New Year's there twice, and I've seen the fireworks both times. I didn't go in the parks. We usually go to a neighboring resort, get a dining reservation. I know they're a little stricter on that now. It used to be you kind of walk up, find a place to park, walk up, take a monorail, whatever you need to do. Chill out at Grand Floridian or a Polynesian and watch this the best fireworks show you'll ever see in your life. But it is crazy. What we've done, my favorite one we did, it's probably been about 10 years now, maybe a little less, is we did Medieval Times on New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve, I don't know why, New Year's Eve is one of my favorite holidays. It's an underrated holiday. People tend to crap on New Year's Eve, but I've always enjoyed it, and there are very few years that I didn't go out and celebrate. I don't know why. I've always liked it. It's like I like Halloween, I like New Year's Eve, and then Christmas.
When I was a kid, I was so excited about New Year's. Like, I would, try to stay up, and my parents were just all so apathetic about it. Now, I'm a parent, it's like, yeah, I kind of get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm going to go to bed.
My parents don't care at all. They rarely stay up to see the changer. I haven't missed one.
In college, it was awesome. Yeah. You're out with your friends and whatever.
I keep it awesome.
Yeah, you do keep it awesome.
So, this year I'm going to Jimmy Buffett at Bridgestone Arena.
No big deal.
With Huey Lewis in the news.
At least that's a controlled capacity.
Yes.
Like, if you go downtown.
Yeah, a controlled capacity of 25,000.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, but
there's room for it. There's room for it. Like, I remember going to see Weezer in downtown Atlanta. Atlanta Underground or whatever, and there's 120,000 people there packed onto this street that stretches, not far.
Yeah.
And it's just miserable. People are fainting. People are hot. People are passing out. Yeah. And it's 30 degrees outside.
Yeah. Nashville, they moved it last year. See, I was downtown last year.
To the park, yeah.
I was downtown for Widespread Panic at the arena as well. I end up spending I spent a lot of my New Year's Eves in smoke-filled arenas. It's just what happens. whether it's Widespread or Jimmy Buffett or whatever, it's just, it's going to happen. I've spent probably a dozen of my New Year's
and
in this situation.
And the rest of the time, it's in your hot tub.
What? Oh, the New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that. There was a few years there where the kids were too little or we weren't going out and I didn't really want to get a sitter. But since, but again, I've always enjoyed it. I like the fresh start mentality. I like what it all deals with. Last year, everyone's ready for 2017. I'm ready for 2018 to come here very quickly.
It's like, my gosh, get me out of these
get
years.
Get me out of this. This is like the worst
By
year.
By the end of the year, Logan always wants it over.
That's true. And thankfully, it's what happens. It rolls over to 2018.
It's neat how that works out.
It's great. But I went to Medieval Times one year, and they have two shows. They have like a midnight one where they do a balloon drop and they do confetti and all that. And that's, again, that's a controlled environment. It's something that you can just guarantee you're going to have your seat. You're going to have a good time. We didn't go at midnight. They did like a show at 9. We did like the 9 to 10:30. And then we drove over to Disney and found a spot, I think at the Grand Floridian that year, to watch the fireworks. There's plenty of places you can watch fireworks. You can make dining reservations if you can get in anywhere.
I'm assuming the fireworks are like amped up.
They are. They're 360, so all around you, wherever you are on Bay Lake. And it is, it's of fireworks shows, which I know Will is not a fan of.
Meh. I say meh on fireworks.
So much money, right, and then Tim. It's gone.
Yeah.
Waste of money.
Well, I have to say, it's the few times I've been like, man, that's kind of a...
Ancient technology.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why the projection...
Chinese made it in like 1200.
Hey, it's why the projection shows have taken over a little bit, too.
Yeah.
You've seen that a lot now. A lot of projection usage has limited the firework usage. So you've seen it like a balance.
So what would you say about the laser show at Stone Mountain?
Love it.
Really?
It's just classic.
Nostalgia.
They're doing projection on that, too, now, though.
Yeah.
Where the horses ride off.
Yep.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's good.
Yeah.
But it's the best fireworks show you'll ever see. They shoot off the numbers in the sky, so it counts down 5, 4.
Here's the difference
also. The numbers
are
fireworks that launch, and then everyone goes crazy. If you're inside any of the hotels, a lot of times they do balloon drops if you're not outside, but I'm usually outside experiencing it when I've done it. But there's a lot of things like that. I wouldn't say necessarily Medieval Times, but controlled environments events, like you said, where you can guarantee your seat ahead of time, you're good to go, you're going to have fun with your family and enjoy New Year's Eve at the parks. Something inside telling me. I'm going to take a quick break and tell you again about our friends that we've teamed up with at HelloFresh. They're offering everyone in our audience $30 off the first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code WDW30 here in the holiday season. You're going to love HelloFresh. Choose the delivery day that works for you and pause for weeks when you're out of town. I know a lot of people do travel, so don't worry, you're not going to have food just showing up. You'll be able to tell them when to start and stop. It's awesome, it's easy, and everything comes pre-measured in labeled meal kits. If you haven't done this before, if you haven't used HelloFresh, for those of us that can't cook, don't like to cook, it comes pretty darn easy.
Yeah, and it's a game changer. My friends just started doing it because I told them about it, because I'm somewhat of an ambassador, okay? Yeah. And she sent me a text message the other day with like this, like,
maybe this is why the notes say Logan must do this ad. No.
No, but there's these shrimp with all these like sesame seeds on it, and like this amazing vegetable medley or whatever. And my friend sends me a picture and she's like, this makes me feel so great about myself as a wife.
That's awesome.
Because they not only like do they have like good stuff, but literally, you get to take a picture of everything.
The presentation
thing
is beautiful. Yeah.
It's Instagram worthy.
Unbelievable.
It's something you're going to want to post and share with your friends. And they get a lot of a variety, too. You can pick a couple different options. They have a variety of meals and different. They have classic, which is a variety of meat, fish, and even seasonal produce. A veggie version. There's a family version. A vegetarian one. Obviously, the veggie one is vegetarian recipes with plant-based proteins. Will's on that plant-based diet right now. How'd that go over Thanksgiving?
Half and half.
Which is about what everyone does at Thanksgiving.
Right. Like I ate half of my plate was meat, half of my plate was plant-based.
I had a half plant-based diet too over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Sweet potato casserole.
I thought you meant the cream half and half.
Yeah.
I didn't use any of that.
Oh, okay.
And your family,
you do heavy cream.
We'll love these recipes. And man, I've really enjoyed them. They've come to our house and we have prepared, we've talked about it before, one of the best burgers you ever had in your life.
I mean, that, I don't know. It's some sort of onion jam that they do.
Yeah, I think that's their thing. It's one of the things they know. They throw it in there because, like, you know what? People are going to love this.
Yeah, because, like, literally every burger is kind of different. Like, it might be a blue cheese stuffed burger.
Yeah, they're not just sending you
the
same stuff every
day. Exactly right. But then, like, asterisks underneath. Here's the recipe for the onion jam if you want to make it, sort of kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And again, you won't spend all night in the kitchen. The recipes take only about 30 minutes, so they make sure that you get to spend more quality time with your family. not only cooking in the kitchen because it makes it fun for you and for your kids.
I'd argue it saves you money.
Yeah.
Because you're not mindlessly at the grocery store, hungry, just picking out stuff.
All right, well, look forward to your weekly HelloFresh box delivery, knowing dinner just got that much easier. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the code WDW30, and again, you'll receive $30 off your first week of deliveries. That's WDW30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. Now, back to the show. Tip, if they're doing it this year, they typically do it, go to SeaWorld January 1st. A lot of SeaWorld tickets you buy one day, you get in for the rest of the year, the rest of the calendar year.
What?
Yeah.
That's how it was when I lived there too.
Like, they've been doing that forever. It's not
buy
like
a
just
ticket,
on,
you get a season pass.
It's not like they're on hard times. Like, that's what it's been for.
Well, I mean, I think they've just been on hard times forever.
Have they? I mean, that's what it is. I'm not sure if they're still doing that. I'll have to look
they're
up.
They're not on hard times. They're just desperate for you to return.
They really want those soda sales.
I mean, maybe they're in hard times because they give season passes away for a single ticket purchase.
Some would say that could be it. Others might say a certain documentary.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the SeaWorld Fun whales. Card that's been around forever, and it's pay for a day and come back now through 2018 to enjoy. So it's $100. And if you go on January 1st, this is through December 31st of 2018. Oh, so right now. Oh, no, I'm guessing this is for booking for next year. Yeah, for 2018, if you go on January 1st, you will have till December 31st of the next year,
uh-huh.
of the entire year.
But you have to go on New Year's Day.
No, 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 no. Oh. You can go in March, and then but you will only have then till the end of the calendar year.
You don't get a full 12 months.
Unless you go.
Right.
Copy that.
And I've done it. It's usually kind of quiet there.
I will say also
people aren't game to they're not gaming the system. It's also because SeaWorld is not the best.
No need for fast passes. I will say here's the difference. At Stone Mountain Park, the reason I like the laser show, that's as good as it gets at Stone Mountain Park. Is the laser show. It is like, yep, that's it. That's what you got to look forward to. At Disney, I've just had a blast all day. And I just think it's kind of like, okay, this is what I'm gonna stand around looking up at the sky. I'd rather just go back and lay down and go to sleep, watch TV.
You know when you do your own fireworks, you know, and they go off.
And you light a fuse.
And when then stuff comes down and, like, lands on you and hits you. Why didn't that happen with the Disney one?
It does. And my buddy Chris, I'm going to say Chris Johnson. You don't know who he is. His lady friend at the time had an ember fall in her eye. Disney ended
That's
up.
Like a
piece of firework.
Like a coal.
Yeah.
Like an ember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like the May song.
A charcoal.
Embers were burning bridges down. Is
that enough? You got to go higher than that, though.
Oh, embers.
It's too hot. He can't even sing that anymore. Like, when you hear it, it's like, it used to be, like, way up here. Now it's like, oh, you got to take it down. But for those who don't understand what we're talking about, never mind. But one landed her in her eye, and she had to go to the urgent care and get it taken care of. But Disney covered the costs, and I think the wind just blew it the wrong way. But most of them are not launched, you know, right on you. But there are a few that are launched from the castle, like right at the castle. There are some that launch. So the wind can, you know, if the wind blows, if the wind takes you,
yeah,
sometimes it can happen. But overwhelmingly, it doesn't. But I've had a good time there on New Year's Eve. But it is chaos. It is complete chaos. A lot of times they shut down. If you guys don't know, they shut down the parks where you cannot go. If you don't go in, let's say by 3 o'clock, sorry. And as people leave, they'll then reopen throughout the day periodically, but it's not a guarantee. Sometimes annual pass holders, I think if you have that ultimate platinum pass, I think there's something like that where they can get in because it's just a small percentage. And there's some of those little like perks are definitely, if you're staying there, I think they may let you in, or they may have a bigger group of people that are staying there, get in on those days, but just don't, like, I would not encourage it. But January 1st is not
so
necessarily
park hopper, probably not worth it on that day.
I would say no. I'd say not. It's not really. I would not say on Christmas, New Year's, whatever. It's probably worth. It's not probably not worth going to the park unless you really want to see the fireworks show from right up close. And right now, it's kind of too late. Like, if you're planning this now, and you haven't put it together,
yeah, it's gonna be tough. Obviously,
yeah, it's not going
to
be easy.
Just tried to see if there's any
because
rooms.
We saw Thanksgiving was the biggest travel day to Orlando in history. This Thanksgiving, they broke the record. So Orlando is back, and it's
back, baby.
It's back, and it's thriving. Due to probably a very good economy and people able to afford these kind of trips once again. So we're seeing that. So that's good for Orlando, good for the city to see a lot of people come in. But it's kind of like here in Nashville. 10 years ago, there was nobody here. Now everybody here. The city's great, but it's crazy. It's different. It's a different place. I took Bart Scott from Ears of Steel down to Broadway and realized this is not for me. One, I'm not a bachelorette. More bachelorettes.
It is very good. How are this many people
getting married?
That you are not a bachelorette.
I don't even watch The Bachelorette.
Yeah, if you're a bachelor, just go downtown.
Oh,
Nashville.
Then you have a great night.
Yeah.
Great night. We ended up at Opryland, like a bunch of old men, because he wanted to see the lights. So we were walking around, stone cold sober, because he has to do in November, walking around looking at the lights. It was actually very pretty. The lights display at Opryland were great. We took the boat ride around.
Are you just talking about like just the regular lights they have up, or do they have the Christmas lights?
They have Christmas lights up.
Oh, okay.
And they're beautiful. And they also have a Charlie Brown thing and all this stuff. A lot of stuff they had in Orlando last year. It's Charlie Brown themed.
The ice sculptures.
Yeah, we're going to hit some of that up this year. But we just did the boat ride. And if you haven't been to Opryland, Gaylord Opryland, there's also a Gaylord Palms in Orlando. If you've been there, it's very similar. It's a gigantic hotel. There's a boat ride, I believe, there. There's a boat ride here. We took the Christmas cruise, which was 14 big ones to take the Christmas cruise, which is just the boat ride around the hotel. But this time it's the 12 Days of Country Christmas, which was essentially an ad. Guess what we got? 12 hot chocolates from this place. Oh. Like, it was like, nice. It was good. There was a bachelorette party on that, which got very uncomfortable. They're very nice, but yeah.
Look, they were very nice bachelorettes. I'm not going to.
They're top notch bachelorettes.
Top notch.
But I don't have anything I really could. I don't know them. I don't know them at all, but they were making that Christmas cruise. This was their night. It was fun.
I mean, bachelorettes are like, they huddled up, said, hey, what do y'all want to do? Let's go take the Christmas cruise.
Right, I know. That's what I thought. I was like, this is your party?
Yeah.
Like, there's a Christmas
theme. There's 10 of them. Y'all just paid $140 to go in a little boat that goes literally 1 mile per hour around a hotel lobby.
And then one of the girls that was on it, I said just, because it was weird, they push off the boat. Like when you see when they get ready, they go, and go. And I was like, is this on a track? Or like, why are they pushing you? And they're like, yeah, it's on a track. And then the girl's like, why, can you not swim? And I was like, no, I can. I'm just curious. And she's like, if you can't swim, it's okay. We're all nurses. And it's like, I can swim.
I'd feel better if you were lifeguards.
It's like 1 foot of water. Also, like this.
I don't know of any nurses that have saved people from drowning.
I mean, I could.
Maybe they can set an IV. I don't know that they're like skilled in the ways of life saving.
I don't know, but in general, why was this conversation happening to me?
Because you are Logan.
Bart and I evened out the boat, though, weight wise. We distributed well, so it was good.
He told me. We got to put this one here and that one there, but they're together. Uh-uh.
Did y'all put the bride in between y'all?
Not today, they're not. You ever been on Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, that's a story I need to tell.
Yep, go ahead.
Caribbean?
No, this is a sweet, nicer, not bachelorette story. So Golda, my daughter, one of my daughters, two nights ago, I was rocking her in a bed, and she just goes, Daddy. And she just turned two, but they speak like grown-ups. It's bizarre. That's what happens when you have twins. Daddy, we go to Disney World tomorrow. I said, okay, we'll see. I'm trying to get her to bed. I do Small World. I see the babies. And the goats. And I go, and the pirates that sing with the cats.
That's a very amazing description. Yeah.
I remember this when I was 7 months old. I'm just rehashing it right now.
Well, she was there like 3 weeks ago, but yeah. Oh, okay.
With the cats.
With the cats. So it was just funny. Like Disney World aside, they've been asking to Disney World a lot. Just dealing with the last week, I'm like, let's go. I'm going to load up the car.
Yeah, just...
One, I learned my kids can road trip after this week. They're totally fine. So I drove 7 hours this week. I went to a tourist stop that is not Disney World-ish, but it's called Goats on a Roof.
Ties right back into Small World?
Yeah.
Yeah. And off of Highway 441 near Clayton, Georgia?
Near Clayton, Georgia. Yep.
Amen.
I was driving from...
Been there.
From North Carolina to Birmingham, Alabama. My wife's grandmother passed away, so we were driving for the funeral. And... We drove right through, and we're like, well, we have to, like, one of the girls had to go back,
here,
and we had
there's
stuff.
Goats on a roof.
We literally turned the car around, because we passed, and I said, there are goats on a roof, and Amanda was like, we got to go there. So we turned around, and we went to a place. They won a Pigeon Forge, and also won in.
That sounded like when you imitate Golda, like,
Turn around.
Turn around. My daughters have very Southern accents. And we went to Goats on a Roof, which if you don't know what it is, and it's not that easy to explain, it's a building full of like a gem mine, like a traditional almost kind of the mountainy things that like you'd go in. There's a gem mine. There's a little cafe. Weirdly, they have nitrogen ice cream. Then there is like a gift shop. But they have goats that live on the roof there and can walk across a bridge to the billboard to promote that there are goats on the roof. And it was pretty fun. We had a good time. The kids loved it. We fed a goat who ate that. I had a cup of the food. It ate the cup out of my hand. It was very hungry, clearly. And
not a lot of visitors.
Don't feed them goats.
Some reason, ironically, like if you buy a ticket to Goats on a Roof, you get a season pass for free.
What I did learn was if you buy meal, they give you goat food as well to give to the goats.
And so which bought, is scary when you have children because they may eat it.
The goat union got together and they were upset when like humans got to eat and they didn't.
Yeah.
It was fairly mediocre food, I will say. It was not my favorite.
What'd you have?
I had
What do you have?
The barbecue sandwich because I was hungry, and our favorite barbecue restaurant where we were, with closed up for the season this year instead of staying open for the winter, so didn't get any good North Carolina barbecue.
What? Barbecue is just as good in the winter.
Yeah. Well, there's not as many people coming.
Oh.
If I can't afford to stay open.
Got it.
So, well, we drove through, right through your neck of the woods.
Yep.
Right through the county. And
The sham.
It was fun. I was like, hey, I know where we are.
Yeah.
And didn't stop anywhere really other than Goats on a Roof. And one of the things they
had.
Did
you ride the goat coaster?
That's what must be the one at Pigeon Forge.
Oh, it is.
There ain't no goat coaster in the one outside of Dillard.
No.
Doesn't look like you want to go on this goat.
Raven County, Georgia, down to have no.
Goat coaster looks like one of those backyard coasters. Because it's like.
It's an alpine slide.
No, it is.
It is, yeah. Oh, you got to use the brakes yourself.
Uh-huh.
Is anyone else terrified of that? I've never done that. But the fact that you have to control the brakes of your own roller coaster ride, it's kind of scary. But Goats on a Roof, what I did think was like they tried to do a Disney touch. There's a backstory of why the goats were on the roof.
Okay.
And It was that the goats are aliens.
No.
Yes.
So, no, it's not a Disney-ish. It's Indiana Jones
They've
backstory.
They've been beamed down, and they will stay there and remain on the roof until a solar eclipse happens, which just happened, so I don't know what time. And Orion is lined up with something, and then the goats will transcend back into the heavens. And rejoin their
colony. Tiger Mountain goats are direct descendants of aliens.
Right.
Although he is not fluent in all the bleats, Uncle Buck discovered our Tiger Mountain goats cling to the shingles because they're watching the skies for one magical sign, a solar eclipse of the apricot moon when the constellation Aries turns gold.
And so, you know, it's in Tiger, Georgia.
Yeah.
That's why they're tiger goats, I think. They're not like striped goats.
I wish they were.
Yeah.
That'd be neat. If you had tiger striped goats.
Yeah, the eclipse literally, it was like a
couple months ago.
Yeah, it was. And
yeah, but
right
do we know
through
that
there,
it was
a total eclipse.
No, but are you sure it's the apricot moon with the Aries turning gold?
I don't
There's
know.
There's three events Aries. That have to happen. I call it Aries.
Oh.
It's like trying to figure out how. What was the restaurant we were fighting? Via Napoli.
Via Napoli.
Via Napoli, right. So we're trying to figure
it looks
out
like they put
was.
Grass up on that roof so they could eat.
What were they else are they supposed to do?
I don't know. That's crazy. Yeah,
they're grass up, and you take a little
to
chain
connect that
and
back
you,
to Disney.
You bring that. Well, I thought that it's a tourist attraction. And there is one also in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Which is a probably more tourist even version of this. Because this one, it's like, you got to be headed
it's random.
A very specific way
yeah.
to find Goats on
now,
a Roof.
There's a couple of campgrounds and parks.
There are a lot of motels.
It seems like...
It's on the way to Gatlinburg, too, from Atlanta.
It's
so
like if you're whitewater
some
rafting.
Some people may be like, we're here. Yeah. We made it. Yeah. But I also feel like this sounds like, have you heard for the income store, like those radio interviews,
no.
ad spots where it's like, you can get your own franchise and stuff like that. I feel like this is actually, if you call that, like, yeah, I need some extra income. They're like, okay, we got you a franchise. Where do you live? Tiger, Georgia. Got it. Perfect thing. We're sending you, you getting your very own goats on a roof. All right. That sounds like
wide open business model.
Sounds like a deal.
Wide open.
It's only the first franchise ever.
Sky's the limit out there in Tiger.
Yeah, there's a lot of, all I remember going.
Don't open up a barbecue restaurant.
No,
but goats on the roof. Solid.
A lot of Japanese restaurants also in that area. There's so many hibachi grills you pass in Habersham County that George's like, this, they found their market. They're like, this is it. We got to open up 20.
Well, where I used to grow up, there was literally, you either went to Zaxby's or you went to a Mexican restaurant. That's it.
Well, not anymore.
Back in the night. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Now branched out.
Dairy Queen's everywhere.
Hibachi Express.
I don't know. It was an interesting experience. I've not gone through that area of Georgia in a long time because we used to do whenever we'd go to North Carolina, we'd drive from Atlanta and go through there. So it was a lot of like, oh, this reminds me of when we were kids. A lot of it's grown up. A lot of it's changed. And one of the things I always remember talking to Matt about this. Have y'all ever done the whitewater rafting experiences?
Yes.
Like that? Is it?
The Ocoee is amazing.
Because I've seen like when I was a kid, I used to grow up looking at the pamphlets. Like you'd get the flyers, and I love that. Never done that. Because I've always seen it. I was always like, I'm a little nervous of who's running that. What's wrong, Will?
There's two big ones around there, Nantahala and the Ocoee.
I've been on the Ocoee.
It's fantastic.
Amanda's done the Ocoee.
I've been on the Ocoee.
She said it's a little nerve-wracking. It's like a 20-year-old who does do this like 20 times a day, but is like taking pretty much your life into their hands.
They had a Facebook post back on August 10th.
Tiger.
Goats on the roof.
Goats on the roof.
If you haven't already heard, on August 21st, 2017, there's going to be a total solar eclipse. Goats on the Roof in Tiger, Georgia, is in the perfect viewing path. Legend has it that in August of 3014, the alien goat's mothership will be returning to pick up the alien goats here at Goats on the Roof. What will our goats do? How will they react?
So in
will
almost 1,000 years.
Will they be thinking, this is the one? Will they be waiting for the mother? So they addressed it.
I have to say, the photos they have on their Facebook page make it look sprawling. Like you're in an old West town. It's about three buildings.
Yeah,
on the side of a
pretty
mountain.
Tight.
So don't make this your trip. Like I would say don't go out to Goats on the Roof specifically. But it was like my one like touristy thing. Oh no. Will is just killing him.
The NBC affiliate did a story. If
will the goats transcend into the heavens?
Will the eclipse take the alien goats home? Oh, Georgia. This is why you can't have nice things.
I say that to my daughter all the time. Oh, Georgia. This is why you can't have nice things.
Oh.
Break them all.
Dude, that nitrogen ice cream, though.
You know, when there also is like a 14-year-old girl from Raven County, Georgia, doing nitrogen ice cream, it's a little bit like, is this building going to explode? What's going to happen here? And they had a flavor I wanted to order that was peanut butter and jelly flavor, but it was called like, something to do with like
PBJ.
No, but it was called something with butt. It was like
goat butt.
Oh, butt jam.
I don't know. What is that?
What?
I don't know.
You said that like everyone should know that.
You should know that.
Yeah. Let's see. Goats on the Roof.
This when you're
is the
cutting
worst.
Grass,
this is
though.
The least Disney episode ever. This is the perfect time to talk about HelloFresh. No, I'm kidding. Put that ad came in earlier. I'm looking at Goats on the Roof ice cream flavor. What should we title this episode? Something crazy so everyone will listen.
We quit.
Degrees quits the show.
Like, we got
I'm
here.
Done. Cash me aside, bro. Is that what she says?
Something like, how about that?
She did say that.
How about that?
They don't have the... on their website does not have what their ice cream flavors are, but...
Oh, no, man. I got a picture with them all on there.
Oh, really?
You want me to read them?
Is there one that's like called something?
You can create your own, but man, we got a whole menu over here.
Where are you? On their Facebook page?
It's called, the Butthead.
Oh, it's the Butthead.
It's
okay.
PB&J Swirl.
Don't want to order that.
Yeah. And then.
Why'd they call it that?
Goat poop is vanilla something brownies.
Well, you know what? That makes more sense. But why is PB&J called a Butthead?
When we got there.
I don't know.
So we showed up around, I'd say, 11:30, and we were leaving about 12:30. We got there. No one was there. We left slammed. That's because Santa was headed. And you could get your picture with Santa and a goat.
That sounds like the perfect photo.
That's a Disney thing.
That's a character costume I'd like to see.
That's a Disney thing we've never talked about.
Goats on a roof.
You can meet Santa pretty much all Christmas season. So just check
where? Every park?
Well, in Epcot, you go through around the world and you can see all the different versions of, like,
you have talked about that.
But then there's, I think, Magic Kingdom, you get your photo with Santa. I believe at Downtown Disney, they have, or at Disney Springs, they have a version of Santa. So you can get your pictures throughout the Christmas season there. I've never done it, but I hear it's pretty fun.
You know what I've never done, but I've heard it's totally worth it, like, period, is the photo pass thing.
Yes. Like a limited photo? Like,
yeah.
Just in general?
Yeah, it's like, what is it, like 100 bucks?
Yeah,
or
it's something
like
100 to 150 bucks on the Memory Maker is what it's called.
Yeah.
And if you have an annual
pass.
But
it's for your whole crew.
Yeah. And if you have an annual pass, actually, you get pictures for free.
Period.
Which is a great value.
Yeah.
It's something I use every trip. And you end up downloading a lot of those pictures you wouldn't pay $30 for because you're like, ugh. Uh-huh. I don't really. What? That's funny, but it's not that fun. You end up getting all those photos and all the ride photos, and it's great. Yeah, I would say that's. I don't know if it's worth the money depending on what your schedule is, but or what your budget is, but it is a definitely nice little perk to just know you have all your photos taken care of. If you utilize it, you know, make sure you actually use it because you can just get it and decide, you know, kind of skip through things and miss it.
How do they know, like, that was you on a ride and know to send it to your phone?
There's an RFID chip that is in your Magic Band or your ticket.
Awesome.
And it's reading it, is my assumption. Awesome. You know, some of them, though, it's good. You can have a little area you can kind of confirm. You can put your fast pass or your card. I almost said the keys to the kingdom. You put your card up there. You put your Magic Band up there, and it reads it. So.
Oh, I have a question. When my wife and I were talking about potentially going to Disney, we got Magic Bands, like, a couple of years ago when we went last.
Yeah.
We don't know where they are. Do we get them again?
You'll get them again. You'll get new ones.
Okay.
You can use
those
and link
them. Do you have to tell
them? You'll probably need a request. On their website, there'll be an area where when you make your order.
Like, do you need?
They've also changed them. They're big. They're like almost like clock dial sized magic parts that you can
cool.
put up against anything. Or you can even make it into like a keychain or a necklace. You don't have to wear it around your arm. Okay. Will is just... It was a man boy over here. The part of your Magic Band that is magical because it's what reads everything.
The chip. The chip. It's a chip. We all know this. It's chip. A chip. Chip.
Yeah, but is it a poker chip? RFV? What is it?
RFID.
RFID? Yeah.
Rifty.
Did we talk about the Florida Project, movie?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Well, I saw the film The Florida Project.
Like a month ago, right?
Like a month ago. I never talked about it. But there is a scene, this I don't think it spoils anything, where magic bands are mentioned.
Oh. And
what I liked about it is if you didn't know, they don't, like, there's not a lot of...
Not like, oh, that band that you had your tickets?
Like, there's a point where they say Park Hopper, they say Magic Band, there are physical magic bands in it, in a very pivotal scene. And the people behind me are like, what are these? What is that? I think it's tickets to something. I don't know what it is. But the independent theater where it's a bunch of old people yelling, what's with the bands? I was like, well, maybe they should have explained it. But I like that they didn't. It was like a wink and a nod to that. Have you ever heard of the film? Obviously not for the kids. So it is a movie about a family that lives in pretty much the families that live on 192 in the hotels there at the Magic Castle Hotel. And if it's probably playing in your area, it's going to get nominated for everything.
Album of the year,
yeah.
Song of the year,
reggae single.
Yeah,
it is a terrific movie, though. Beautiful movie, heartbreaking, will never leave you kind of movie. But has a Disney tie-in. I'm not going to spoil it, but obviously because it takes place there. There's a lot of Disney talk throughout it. But it's
what is the project?
A little sobering. Well, the Florida Project is what Walt Disney called
Epcot.
Yeah, just the Orlando.
Bay Lake Tower.
Walt Disney World was called the Florida Project. It's originally
Water
called.
Sprites.
They never say the Florida Project or explain that in the movie.
Gotcha.
So if you're going in there thinking you're going to get something that's like, oh, Walt Disney used to call this the Florida, that doesn't happen in the movie.
It's unfortunate.
So again, it's another kind of wink and the nod to the Disney fans. We'll just literally wink and nod.
Well, I'll go ahead and tell you right now, you don't want to not wink and nod to the Disney fans.
They get mad. You gotta do the
explain
old
that, Grace.
You gotta do the old 2-finger point.
Yeah, they'll get real mad.
Why? What happened?
I can't talk about it.
he's been stalked at his home.
I had to sign one of those NDAs. That's okay though. We're moving on.
That's how you play basketball.
Let's just say don't
Yeah. NDA. Oh, it's NBA.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up, boys. I think it's time. What are we going to call this show?
Wrap it up is, like a present.
Should we call it Goats on a Roof and just see how many people download it?
Yeah. Let's see if that works.
Oh, man.
Call Butthead.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
iTunes will mark it as explicit. I'll take it down.
It's like lightly explicit.
It's like...
I wouldn't call it goat poop.
I don't know what we call this episode. Maybe New Year's.
Well, there's a flavor called Tripping on the Roof.
There you go. Happy New Year.
Amen.
All right. Well, with that, I want to thank our sponsor, HelloFresh. And let's wrap it up for today's show. I'm Logan Sekulow. We'll have a better show next week, I assure you.
Yeah. We'll get people back.
The people that really know what they're talking about.
Contribute.
I know what I'm talking about.
By the way, if you want the old episodes, the first 200 episodes of WDW Today are available now on the YouTube page. Go to youtube.com/WDW Today. If you're missing the old shows and you want those because you heard a show like this, those first 200 are available. I'm going to keep uploading them. I was doing 100 a day, but YouTube was like, hold on. You can't do that.
You got to simmer down.
Yeah, so it's going to take me a couple weeks to get everything up, but all the episodes will be up probably within the month. Not this month, probably by the end of the year. So you can listen to all the old shows. It won't disrupt your podcast feed. That's the reason we put them up on YouTube. And you can just go back and listen.
And I heard if you don't forward that information along, they're going to start charging you for YouTube.
I heard that.
So you have to forward it along to all your friends on your Facebook group.
Huh?
If you don't do it, then YouTube's going to start charging you.
Yeah, net neutrality.
It's true.
I just needed to end it well. Oh, we needed to end the plane here.
Go listen to the Christmas episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's very bourbon fun. Bag.
If you're looking for something to give to your husband, because these guys don't really talk to their female listeners, you can go.
All 4% of you.
I know. Yeah. You think a bourbon show would have a wider appeal, but shocking that it's mainly a male-based collectors.
And we're going to do a spinoff about gin.
What? Like gin with a G?
G-I-N. Gin.
The gin cast.
Yeah.
Will loves his gin. I can't get into it.
Pod gin.
I like gin.
Pod gin.
Pod gin.
That sounds like something
Welcome
from...
Welcome Podgins.
That
Welcome
sounds like a Star Wars thing.
I wanted to start a female wrestling podcast, but the problem is I'm not a woman, called K-Fabulous. And if you don't know what that means, then you can go find it.
I thought it was K-Fabulous.
K-Fabulous, I'm sorry.
K-Fabulous, that's not as good.
Really.
K-Fabulous is better.
K-Fabulous. Well, it's going to be spelled the same way.
Yeah.
It's like K-Fabulous.
You eat Special K and... Get
Circle K's, by the way, making a comeback in Alabama.
There's one here.
Like every
Circle K here now.
Circle K's everywhere.
Love it.
I don't know if
are
I do.
Are they the ones that have like the slushes that are good?
No, that's 7-Eleven. That I'd be okay with. For some reason, Circle K's, though, they're like, this brand has been dormant. We got to bring it back.
Bringing it
the
back.
Bill and, it's the Save Bill and Ted moment. So we got to bring it back to Circle K.
Uh-huh.
All right. I think that's going to wrap it up for this week on WDW Today. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm The Greek.
I like how that sounded like an edit, but it wasn't. I was just done. We'll see you on the next show.